This is the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee meeting. Today's April 30th, 2008. I'm the Chair Pro Tem, Jack Van Aken. Welcome to our listeners on the web stream. Thanks for paying attention. That's why we're here, keep you informed. We have open meetings so that we can have a transparent organization. I think I just heard someone come on the line. Did somebody just join us? No. Okay. I sent out an agenda today for the members. It's an email that says PNB Personnel Committee 43008 draft agenda. First item, call to order. This meeting is hereby called to order. I'll now call the roll. A.C. Bird. A.C. Bird's not present. Sarv Randhawa. Sarv's not present. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Present. Doc Bethune.
Present.
Doc is present. Jack Van Aken is present. And Afia Nwangaza. Afia. I know Afia's here.
Maybe she got dropped. Maybe it was a beep for her.
Afia, you here?
Yeah, I just said not draw.
Okay. Okay, and so I note that we have a quorum. I'm taking notes, so it's a little bit slow on uptake here. Okay. Approval of agenda. Does everyone have the agenda in their email?
Yeah.
At a commuter?
I know.
Okay, well, I can read it to you. Number one, call to order, roll call, approval of agenda, approval of minutes, set next meeting. I give that 7 minutes. Number two, this motion to define the general manager's search committee pool that Nia has put forward. We've never gotten around to it. I give that 10 minutes. Number three is the chief financial officer job description post-Houston. And I've sent out a document in a multiple choice format with all the various options consolidated into one draft. I give that 30 minutes. Number four, executive director job description post-Houston, same format document went out this morning, giving that 30 minutes. I have a short item, number five, looking forward to the chief financial officer evaluation for 2007, which will likely take place in the summer, perhaps in July, as it did last year. And then number six is adjourn. The total time I've given here is 1 hour and 20 minutes. Are there any suggestions, amendments to the agenda? Hearing none. There are motions to approve.
Let me say two things. I'm not sure where they go in the... Who's all present?
We have Nia, Doc, myself, and yourself.
I have two concerns. One, and I'm not sure whether it calls for an amendment of the agenda or in addition to the agenda, and that's why I'm raising them at this point, and then we can figure out what needs to be done with them. One is that I feel a need for some discussion about the management of that last, the process that was used with the last effort to develop for the committee to develop and present a resolution, one. And two, I am just now getting the documents that you sent out, that you sent out this afternoon,
right.
And have not had time to read them. So I would ask that they would be put on the agenda for the next meeting.
Well, regarding that, this really is not new material. These are the same recommendations that we went over in prior meetings with the suggestions from the HR director and from the CFO and from the executive director. So there's not really any new material here to assimilate. The only thing that's new is that the PNB has resolved the issue of the reporting structure. So
There's a third one that some, I don't know who prepared this third one, that's referred to as a slight modification. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah.
And what feedback we have from the two principals on how the board resolution impacts the proposed descriptions with which we started, assuming that there is, in fact, no inconsistencies, number one, and number two, whatever this third document is that is called the slight modification or something to that effect, which I've never seen before at all, to be required to address that at this point.
Evelyn, go ahead.
Yes. I don't have a third document, so I'm really not sure what she's talking about.
It's the title of the document is CFO MC Post Houston Draft Rev 1 for revision.
Alrighty, gotcha.
And the only change is that it includes in bold type under number 1 the motion from the PNB on the reporting structure. That's the only change that it has. So it isn't really, I mean, it's the same document as the one that was sent earlier, so that I forgot to include that, I had planned to do. But all of the other material, these are the items that we've discussed, I think at some length, in prior meetings. It's just that it became so confusing to refer back and forth between different documents with different colored inserts and cross-outs. Some of the strike-throughs were confusing, and this is just a consolidated document for each job description. If the committee wants to, you know, take some time to look over the different format and come back at another meeting, I mean, I don't have an objection, but I don't feel as though this is some new material that's being suddenly sprung on everybody. This is really the same stuff that we've been over.
Are you saying that the document that that is described as CSO job description draft slight revision is only the only difference? I'm not sure what it's even compared to, but what is with the slight quote unquote slight revision? What is the base document?
And the base document was sent out just an hour or two earlier. And I had neglected to include the motion from the PNB, which is in bold type after 1A and B, about the reporting structure. So the question is whether we want to go ahead and proceed today, or would we rather take some time to look over this, come back, say, in a week, and with everybody here, preferably. Sarvin, AC, not responding.
Yeah, I think that might be better, Jared. Like I was saying, I really haven't, you know, I've been crazily busy from 9 to 7 this morning. I haven't really had the chance to take a look at this, and I was listening to the the report to the listener for our local station.
Okay.
So,
Evelyn, how do you feel about it? Have any comment? Doc, you there? Muted.
I had to unmute. Took me a second.
Yeah.
I don't really have a problem with it if everyone else is more comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
I won't object to that.
Okay.
Of course, you know it's going to be hard to get a date next week.
We might have to go out into June. Well, it looks like what we'll probably be doing is heading after the PNB has their teleconference, and it looks like there will be some absences from that meeting as well. So it may be that the best thing to do is actually try to aim towards bringing this to the next in-person meeting, which would be in July.
Wow.
Because we'll have
already
full participation, so that everybody, you know, is there on the call when we bring this up. But
have we set a date in July yet for that?
No. In fact, it's not clear to me what the plan is. Now, the coordinating committee meets next Tuesday, and hopefully
okay.
we can start to formulate some kind of strategy for how we're going to proceed. In light
okay.
of the fact that we're trying to save money, these meetings.
Right.
So anyway, if I don't hear any objection, maybe we can hold off on the job descriptions for today. We'll have a much shorter meeting.
Okay.
Is that all right with everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Now I sent out some draft minutes. I think yesterday. I can send them out again.
Yeah, those I read.
Yeah, I have them.
Calling. I've got AC calling. Hold on a second. Hey, AC. Good. A personnel committee teleconference is underway. Are you able to get on? Yeah. Yeah, you're still on the Obama thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's up to you. If you want to get on right now, it looks like it's not going to be a very long call. So. Driving. Uh-oh. All right. Yeah, but I don't know if I can connect you on with you. It looks now like we're going to postpone the job. Well, the general manager search pool will be proposing that it be limited to, that it be no less than three, as I believe the proposal from NEA. For all of them, it would be a general policy so that the local station boards can present. Okay. All right, AC.
Hello, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Okay.
He's on a call with AC.
Okay.
Mr. Sherman?
He's on a call with AC.
Okay. After Tuesday. Okay, good. All right. I got
Jack?
Sorry, he's on a call with AC.
All right. Okay, I'm back. He's driving, and I explained the situation. He says.
Okay, Jack Sarve is on the line.
Oh, great, Sarve.
I'm sorry. I had there's an accident on the Bay Bridge today,
I
got caught in there, and I. Just got sorry for being late.
Okay. So as far as the agenda goes, we have decided to strike items 3 and 4, the CFO and ED job descriptions, and postpone them till our next meeting. I just want Sarve to know that there doesn't seem to be any objection to that proposal, just in light of the fact that some members would like to study the consolidated draft a little more, and maybe there's no great hurry. Sarve, do you have any comments?
I just wanted just a little information that I missed. The job description that we have now, they are collective. I have only two, one for CFO, one for ED. And
right.
In the past, I had a bunch of them there.
Right. What I've done is take all of the proposals and consolidate them into a multiple choice format, and they're no longer indicating who suggested what, but where there are alternative wordings. I've presented, you know, any alternatives that conform now to the P&B motion on the reporting structure. If there was something that was resolved by the reporting structure motion, I just took it out because it's no longer in play. So I think some members would like to study that a little more before we go through and try to come up with a proposal for the national board. So we're going to postpone that till our next meeting, if that's okay with everybody.
Okay.
All right. And then what that leaves is to deal with the general manager search pool. And then I just wanted to briefly give everyone a heads up that we will be undertaking a valuation of the chief financial officer for the 06 period. But I just think of that as just an announcement, sort of, unless there's some discussion for number five. And then
Mr. Chairman, you meant 07?
Yes. Well, what did I say, 06?
Yeah,
I meant 07. I'm having trouble with years because they're
no problem.
Piling up.
No problem.
Evaluation. Right, it is for 07. And so anyway, so now we have an amended agenda, which strikes 3 and 4 and makes 5 and 6 the new 3 and 4. So is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I move to approve the agenda.
Okay. And is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, we'll approve the agenda, 6.01 p.m. Pacific time. And approval of minutes. Now, I sent out draft minutes. Search out my own emails. Reminder and draft minutes went out yesterday. I can send them out again. Okay, there they go. And does everybody have the minutes? It was a reminder and draft minutes that I sent out yesterday at 2:12 p.m. Pacific time, and I've just sent them out again.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Forward. Yeah. So, if people want to take a minute or two to look them over.
I read them. I just hadn't found them again.
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the minutes?
I have just one question, slight one.
Okay, Sarv.
What does that mean by work? What does that mean, work collaboratively?
Work collaboratively.
No, thank you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. No.
Oh, gosh. In the dictionary, it has your picture next to it.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no objection, the minutes are approved. And now, probably the most difficult item of all, set next meeting. Let's look at the calendar. How about May 13th, a Tuesday?
No, I have a working group meeting. I have the governance, I think it's the code of conduct working group meeting.
How about Monday?
And I have an AIDC meeting with KPFT.
Okay, how about Monday, May 12th?
Okay.
That's fine with me.
That actually works.
Okay, Monday, May 12th, going once.
Wait a minute.
Are you looking at KPFTX?
Yes,
Jack?
I am. Yes, I am.
Okay. I guess I should put up those working group meetings on there.
Yeah, I don't see it there.
When is the governance working group meeting?
The governance, the bylaws is the 9th, code of conduct. No, code of conduct is the 8th, And bylaws is the 13th.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. So I'll be busy all week with the meetings. Okay.
And governance is the 15th. Those I have memorized.
Okay. Thank you.
The Monday,
that's
May
what
12th.
Happens when you raise your hand, sir.
Yeah. That,
you
got to
be careful. Volunteering.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll set our next meeting for Monday, May 12th at 5:30 or 8:30 p.m. Eastern
8:30.
Time. 8:30 okay. Eastern time.
Okay.
To work for everybody. And on to the motion to define a general manager search committee pool. Nia, do you want to present on
yes.
this?
I think in order to have uniformity throughout the foundation, uniformity will lead to less confusion. I think I would like to word, it's a very simple motion, that a pool of candidates presented to the executive director for selection should be a minimum of three or something like that. That would be the bylaws just says a pool.
Right.
This is Evelyn Jack.
Evelyn, go ahead.
I really agree with Nia, because I think that by not defining a pool, we always end up in going back and forth about what that means, whether one creates a pool or not. And I really think it would be cool of us to put some kind of guideline in place to define what that means.
That would be a special rule of order, right? Because the bylaws just says a pool. It doesn't quantify what a pool is.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's a special rule of order, and I'm not a parliamentarian, but it would be a policy. It would be a policy for interpreting the bylaws where they just don't say. I mean, all there is in the bylaws is one sentence about the search process.
That's right.
Okay. It's nice and short.
I second that motion.
Yeah, I would just suggest adding that a pool of candidates as per bylaws, Article 7, Section C. So it's crystal clear.
You want me to take out my bylaws, Jack, or you have the bylaws memorized?
I've got the page up here from
okay.
the web.
Okay.
If I can just, what did I do? I think I lost it and went to KPFTX. Get it back.
What article is it?
Okay, Article 7, Section 3. No, it's not C. It's B. To select and screen a pool of candidates for the position of general manager. From which pool of approved candidates the executive director shall hire the station's general manager. So it's Article 7, Section B.
Getting there.
Yes, Sarv?
Section, what section?
Article 7, Section, let me get it. Article 7, Section 3B. Section 3, specific powers and duties. And it's item B.
Yeah, to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of general manager of its respective radio station, from which pool of approved candidates the executive director shall hire the station.
So it's section 3B.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we're defining the pool.
Pool,
yeah.
So how do you have it worded now?
Okay, that a pool of candidates per bylaws, Article 7, Section 3B.
Right. Shall consist of.
Presented to the EC.
Defined as. Right?
Could you repeat that, please, Nia? What did you say?
I apologize. Be defined, a pool be defined as.
That a pool.
No less.
Okay. Be defined as.
So it's a pool of approved candidates for the to the executive director shall be no less than three.
Defined as no less than three candidates.
Right.
But a pool of candidates per bylaws, Article 7, Section 3B, presented to the ED for selection should be defined as no less than three candidates.
Right. That's it.
Or shall be defined.
Yep.
As. Not should. If you say should, you're letting people off.
Yeah. Language is very tricky around here.
Okay, so the motion is that a pool of candidates per bylaws, Article 7, Section 3B, presented to the ED for selection, should I put as general manager?
That section covers it.
Well, the section covers it. That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, presented to the ED for selection shall be defined as no less than three candidates. Okay. That a pool of candidates per bylaws Article 7, Section 3B, presented to the ED for selection, shall be defined as no less than three candidates.
That's right.
Okay.
No less than three. That's right. That's correct.
Three candidates.
Yeah.
Well, not to be overly technical, do you want to say of approved candidates?
Well, approved, you mean by the LSB?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes, I think we should,
That's correct.
Less than three approved candidates.
Yeah.
Right.
That's correct. Yeah, that's right.
I guess that doesn't hurt.
No.
I think it helps.
Yeah, I think it helps. Good. It makes it clear that the local station board has a role.
That's right.
In defining what the pool is.
Yeah.
So that's in conformity with the bylaws.
That's right.
Good. Okay. Is there any further discussion? Should we go to a vote? Is there any objection to the motion?
No.
Hearing none, the motion is approved for presentation to the National Board at 6:12 p.m. And moving the agenda, I just wanted to give a heads up that we will be performing an evaluation, sending out a survey to the Chief Financial Officer for 2007. Did someone join us? Okay. One of the questions that I've heard raised is whether it makes sense to survey all of the local station board members because that's quite a sizable undertaking. And I'm not sure myself how much direct involvement the local station board members have with the chief financial officer, but something to consider. Apparently in the last evaluation, all of the LSB members that were on the board in the time in question were surveyed. It might be to skip that this time. We can talk about that later. And the important thing is that this is one of the duties that we really have to be very diligent in completing this year. And I think that's about all I have to say for now. Evelyn, as past chair of the personnel committee, had sent me some materials from the prior evaluation, so I can forward those on to everyone for your review. And is there any discussion on this item?
Chair?
Yeah.
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
Do I have permission to cross talk with Evelyn?
Please go ahead.
Where was the CFO evaluation done last year? Wasn't that in somewhere was late. I think it was late.
I think it started right after, maybe around the end of August.
Yeah, it was late in the year.
And we finally got all the documents out and everything, like October, because it was after we went into a new session, a new seating of the board before it was finished. So it had to be like September, October, end of September, first part of October.
Oh, really? So
because it was late.
Do you recall
when the
surveys went out? I'm sorry, Nia. You were going. You have the floor, Nia. Go ahead.
Oh, no. That's, yeah, I think it was cold, Evelyn. I do remember. It wasn't the summertime.
Yeah. It was not in the summertime. It was late. Because the final information to Lonnie carried over into, like, December. We were trying to get it done before the first part of the year, before Christmas break and everything.
Right.
So I can pull up the emails, but it was October, November time frame. I'm almost sure.
So, Chair?
Yes.
Is there any reason why we're doing it so early?
I don't want to start any earlier than what was done last year.
We started it and planned to try to have it done before the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah.
So that it would fall within the correct time frame.
Yeah.
It just ended up getting pushed into the latter months, because we also were in the middle of trying to get the search done for the ED.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. Thanks.
Was that Sarf? Did I hear you, Sarf?
No.
No, okay. One of the reasons why I'm bringing it up so early in the year is that, you know, in Pacifica we have a tendency, any big task can tend to slide and drag on and get delayed, and I just want us to be, you know, cognizant of the fact that this will be coming up. Now, I seem to remember when the PMB was in Los Angeles last summer at the end of July,
mm-hmm.
I was involved with Dan Siegel and somebody else from the committee in tallying some of the results from the PNB on the CFO evaluation. So it seems that some of it must have been completed by the end of July.
Was that the CFO or the...
Or was the ED?
No, that was the CFO, I'm absolutely sure.
You sure?
That at least the PNB survey had been completed by that point, or some sort of vote had been taken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe it was getting the tally and then, you know, going through, because once the tallies and stuff were done, they had to go to the HR person.
Yeah.
And at that point, we lost the HR person, and Domingo was brought in.
Right.
And so, you know, we had a lot of stuff kind of happening all at the same time.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean to in any way cast any aspersions. I'm very
no.
Everything you take on
but
is specific.
Just trying to remember the you know, the flow is
it's
sometimes confusing.
Yeah.
But I know that we did not really get final information to Lonnie.
Yeah.
Until after the end of, we had new board members getting ready. We were getting ready to go into election.
Yeah. For directors. Okay.
Can I ask a question, please? This is Ifea.
Yeah, go ahead, Ifea.
Do we have a sense of how much time is required, not how much time is taken, but how much time is in fact required to make sure that that the same thing doesn't happen again?
Well, hopefully we now have an instrument in place. You know, we had to develop the instrument also.
That's right.
And we can take what we have, because the instrument is a pretty decent instrument to begin with. And so we may need to make some adjustments to it, but some consistency would also be good in terms of the evaluation process, because there was no instrument to use, so we had to develop one.
Is there a sense of how much time will the use of this instrument will require?
Well, it's what we did. And what I will do is try to forward to the group what the process was, because we have a documentation of what that step-by-step process was to be in order to make sure that we got responses back, because we had to send it out to the PNB, the LSB, staff members, national staff, and then, you know, allow them time to complete it. And then not only tally the quantitative, but look at what the comments were and categorize that. And that was part of what the HR director worked on.
Mr. Chairman?
Sarv?
this to Personnel Committee Chair Avalon.
Sarv, could you speak up, please? I can't hear you.
Yeah, let me turn this volume up. There we go. Can you hear me now?
It's better.
Thank you. Is there this template that you have for developed for CFO evaluation? Is there another one comparable like that for ED too? Because we have to do both of them, don't we, or something?
I believe so, and I have all of that in my email, and I think some of it Lydia may have sent to Jack already. If not, I will forward what I have.
Also,
and what the process was.
Okay. Also, I agree with our chairman, Mr. Van Aken, here that, you know, last time we had everybody evaluated CFO and you know, ED2 in the past, and even people that didn't have any knowledge, but they had no, it was just kind of a feeling or something, you know, they put it down there. So maybe we can work on that a little bit better this year.
I agree.
So make sure that, you know, the relevant people that have some experience working with the person to evaluate them, and, you know, otherwise it becomes a very cumbersome process, and the outcome sometimes gets all muddled up.
You're right. And there were people evaluating who had maybe a passing,
right.
Hello, how are you?
That's right.
And they were doing an evaluation.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you. That's all I have.
And then for the 07 evaluation, then the question is, well, are new directors, such as myself, Nia, who came on in 08, should we be evaluating performance during the 07 time frame? I mean, that doesn't seem logical to me.
That was a very difficult part of the task. And we really tried to include people who were maybe just leaving, especially at the LSB level or the, you know, the PNB level, if people were leaving, if they would do their evaluation.
Yeah.
If we could get them to do that. Trying to keep up with people after they leave the board. Hopefully some of them were still on the LSB, and that seemed to work. Because even though they may not have been on the PNB, they were maybe still on the LSB. That is a discussion that we really need to think about.
Yeah, so the question of who exactly participates, who is surveyed, I think is probably going to be the thing that we can resolve, you know, in advance of the process beginning. Nia, were you asking to be recognized?
Yes, please.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
In terms of who is in direct contact with Lonnie, I think you, Evelyn, and I were in contact with him via the audit committee. So there are different dynamics that will have to go into this. And we were on the audit committee for a whole year, so we interacted with the CFO.
Correct. Also the finance committee members.
Right.
Well, the treasurers were polled. They were surveyed in last year. And the members
and
the
business managers.
And the managers and the national staff. The question will be board members who were not sitting board members during that time period. And also surveying past board members who left the board. That's a good question about the audit committee. wonder if there are any other analogous situations. Anyway, is there any further discussion on this item?
Could I get a copy of the template we had for the job evaluations? Maybe you can take a look at it, kind of cursory look, and see if you can contribute more towards it, maybe improvement or additions and subtractions, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I have the documents that Doc sent me a few weeks back, and I can send them on, or whichever one of us does it first.
Okay. Well, my point of sending them to you so that you would be the central distribution point?
Well, I'll be happy to do it then. No problem.
Okay.
If there's no further discussion for now, maybe I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Since I made them, I always move to adjourn, so maybe I should.
That's your trademark. Oh, God.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, please be consistent, sir. We like consistency.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.